On Easter Sunday, Christians celebrate through prayer and music. Our music director, Ned Wharton, reviews a new recording of J.S. Bach's Easter Cantata.
Johann Sebastian Bach was, of course, a prolific composer, especially of liturgical music. As director of music for the St. Thomas Church at Leipzig, he had a cantata ready for every Sunday of the year. Over the course of his life, he wrote some 300 cantatas, and about 200 have survived. One humorous scholar imagined old man Bach saying, "Oh shoot, it's Thursday night and I have to have this ready by Sunday." But it was pretty rare that Bach's music sounded like it was just cranked out without thought. The beautiful Christlag in Todesbanden is no exception. Dating from around 1707, the cantata number 4, also known as the Easter Cantata, was actually written in Bach's pre-Leipzig days and was based on an Easter hymn by Martin Luther. At the heart of the piece is a struggle between life and death depicted by voices locked in a kind of tug-of-war. This new recording on the ECM New Series features the Hilliard Ensemble with Christoph Poppen conducting the Munich Chamber Orchestra. Richarkar is the name of the disc, that's the six-voice fugue by Bach. It was orchestrated in 1935 by composer Anton Webern. The CD also includes, along with the Easter Cantata, two other Webern chamber works, somewhat thornier to listen to. Listeners might remember Poppen and the Hilliard Ensemble from their CD Moramur, which topped the classical charts early last year. That disc was an exploration of the mysterious musical links between the Christlag in Todesbanden chorale and one of Bach's partitas for solo violin. Moramur had a tantalizing excerpt from the Easter Cantata, but this new CD has the full work. Christoph Poppen and the Hilliard Ensemble's recording is, like all ECM productions, crystalline and fresh. And in this season of strife, Johann Sebastian Bach's music in celebration of rebirth is especially comforting.
Ned Wharton's director's cuts can be found on the Weekend Edition Sunday webpage at npr.org.